the Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. Jacob Dylan, Something Good This Way Comes. Something good is in studio.
That's like the perfect song for me to start Wine Wednesday with.
Exactly.
And then the other one that you played at the top of the hour about owning your power.
Oh, yeah. And step into your power.
Yeah. I was like cruising into the station. Yes. I'm like, oh, yeah, today's the day.
That is my song of the year so far, by the way.
It's Wine Wednesday. Yay, good morning. I'm so happy to have like a really dense, foggy morning. It's been so hot. And I'm just so excited for this fog this morning. That's what I can tell you.
Yes.
It's foggy outside, but not foggy inside. It's well cheerful. Said. It's cheerful inside. And yes. Thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets with 4 fabulous locations, and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, 2 locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. I'm so excited this morning. I have new headphones. It's the little things,
it's the
right?
Little things in life.
It's
sure.
The little. It's that, and it's berries. So, Mindy and I were talking before we started this morning about the heat and the weather and how it's been here in wine country, and it's kind of made everything really progress or die. So we have a lot of things in the garden that are not working out with this heat, where other things like the berries have been loving it. The blackberries and the blueberries and the raspberries and the strawberries are abundant right now. And so last week on Wine Wednesday was the day before 4th of July, and I featured my summer cocktail. And I had so many listeners that emailed me and wanted me to talk about it again this morning. They were driving everybody was heading out of town for vacation. And so I thought I'd do a little refresh on this year's summer cocktail, and it's just berries, berries, and more berries. So it's like the perfect thing for this time of year. I certainly wouldn't think about it in December, but right now in July, it's perfect. So you think about the ripe raspberries I was just mentioning, the ripe, juicy strawberries and blueberries. The blackberries are really, really just starting to come in. And this is the easiest cocktail. So, of course, I have all the ingredients and I have my cocktail shaker here. But the fact is you don't really need a cocktail shaker. You can kind of make it in your glass. And it features vitamin T, my favorite vitamin of all time, tequila. But the fact is you can actually use any spirit in this cocktail. It really is, amenable to just about any kind of spirit that you would like. If you prefer rum or gin or vodka or mezcal or pisco, it certainly can work with any of those. And you can also make it with no alcohol in it by just, putting in your favorite flavored sparkling water. So here we go. All you need is one handful of mixed juicy ripe berries. Now note, juicy, juicy ripe. Why? Because we're going to need to muddle those into your glass so that you release all of the juices. So you're going to need 2 ounces of quality tequila, 2 ounces of fresh lime juice, 1 ounce of agave syrup, and ice. That's it. And then your mint or flour for your edible garnish. And here's how you're going to do it. Now, I use one of the canning jars, the pint size. I just think that looks festive in the summertime for a cocktail. But you can certainly use like a Collins glass or any large style glass that's going to hold this cocktail. You're going to put all the berries right inside the glass, and then you're going to muddle those. And so what that means is you have a cocktail muddler and you're pressing down on the fruit to release all of the juices. Now, if you don't have a muddler, that's fine. A wooden spoon works totally terrific with this cocktail. And you're going to put a measure of ice inside, give it a stir. And then in a cocktail shaker, you're going to add a few ice cubes, your tequila, or if you're like my friend Allison, she will not add tequila. She will add rum or anything else. That's why this cocktail is great for whatever spirit you like. You're going to add your fresh lime juice and your agave syrup. You're going to cover it, and you're going to shake it. And then you're going to pour it over those berries that you muddled in the ice and just mix it and stir it all in, and then add your edible garnish. That's it. So, so simple, so fresh, so delicious, so seasonal. I have a great picture of it on my Facebook page. So
when you muddle, do you need to strain it? That's what I was wondering. Like when you, it, or it just all mixes in and it's great?
No, you're just going to have to live with the seeds.
Okay.
It's okay. If you strain it, then the cocktail just becomes a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's nice to have, small chunks of the fruit, and it looks more festive.
Nice.
And it tastes delicious.
Right.
So it's kind of like, actually, a meal in a glass. If you think about it that way, you get your fruit serving for the day, you get your vitamin T, or in Allison's case, you get your vitamin R for rum.
Right. breakfast of champions.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people that all they drink is vodka. Fine. This works. This works with anything. It's a chameleon kind of cocktail.
I like that.
Yeah. So speaking of fun, if you wanted to up your game on this cocktail, you can add, you can top it off with sparkling wine, which is always really, really fun and festive. And who doesn't want a little bit of fizzy in their life? Mm-hmm. And this year for summer wine picks, which, by the way, are all up on the Crush website. The sparkling winner for this year's summer wine picks is the Comstock Blanc de Blanc, 100% Chardonnay, very limited production. But if you wanted to top off your summer cocktail, you can top it off with a little bit of this fabulous sparkling Blanc de Blanc from Comstock. You've been to that winery, Mindy.
Yes.
They're located in the Dry Creek Valley, and they're just
gorgeous.
A fabulous place to go on a summer afternoon. They have bocce courts. They have a chef doing pairings for you. And if you like outside scenery, I mentioned my girlfriend Allison earlier. She has Smith Story Wine Cellars. That's located in that interesting Bacchus Landing facility that is right on West Side Road. And she has a great backyard. As a matter of fact, she sponsored last year's Summer Wine Picks, and we had all the judges there. And she's always throwing parties. Like, every month she's throwing, like, parties, and she's welcoming the community in there with all kinds of snickety snacks and appetizers. But their wines are also amazing. So I digress a little bit, but not much. So Comstock Blanc de Blanc is the winner for the sparkling wine for Summer Wine Picks. And then, of course, we have a winning rosé, a winning white wine, and a winning red wine. And I get excited because the unique thing that happened this year for the first time in the history of Summer Wine Picks, the winning red wine that was chosen is a light Italian-in-style red wine that you serve chilled. So when we're thinking about this hot weather that we're having and that we're preparing for, you know, for your, you know, lunch or for your dinner, why not have a chillable red wine? The Papioni Family Wines, tiny little winery, and their kids like stomp the grapes. It's so cute. Oh. I mean, they are legit family winery, doing everything from, you know, grape to glass. And they have a Festa, which is a red wine blend that won for Summer Wine Picks. So put it in the refrigerator an hour or two before you serve it, and serve it chilled. It is a blend of Syrah, Cab, and Friulano that was biodynamically and organically farmed. So really super fun wine picks. Check them out up on our website. Our rosé is there that you can see from Rodney Strong Vineyards. This is like the third year in a row they won for rosé. And then the winning white wine from Benziger Winery. We love that family winery. Their Sauvignon Blanc. So if you have any questions about the cocktail and you were driving and couldn't write the recipe down because that's not on our website yet, you can send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will send you the recipe for the very simply made summer smash. That's what we're calling it.
Love it.
So you could have had that for dinner last night.
I know. I told her I had berries for dinner last night. I just could have muddled it up a little and thrown some booze in. It would be good to go.
And call it a day. So tonight you'll find me in Healdsburg at the Madrona. They're doing Movies on the Lawn, which is really festive and fun.
What movie do you know?
Yes, it's called Labyrinth.
Oh, that's a classic. David Bowie's in that.
Yes, oh. I know. And I'm a Ziggy Stardust girl. That's how I got my name. Right? Oh. So there you go. And then tomorrow night, you'll find me, I guess, at Catelli's since our backyard has been postponed. So Catelli's is doing free live music on their patio every Thursday until October. So I'm going to go check out the live music at Catelli's tomorrow night. And that's pretty much my schedule until next Wednesday when I join all of you here on the airwaves for Wine Wednesday. And I have some surprises next Wednesday to talk about. We have our Sonoma County Gay Wine Weekend coming up, which is really, really fun. And there's lots of activities going on around that and lots of wineries participating. So I'll be focusing on that with my good pal, Gary Saperstein, in the studio with me. And that is a little highlight for next Wine Wednesday surprise. And I hope everybody stays cool, has a summer smash, has some summer wine, and enjoys the time that we're in. It's warm, but you know what? Look where we live. It's fabulous.
Right. Yes, it is.
All right.
We'll see you next week. Oh, by the way, this one's for you, Zig.
Oh, love it.